Welcome to the podcast series for AJP Heart and Circulatory Physiology. I'm your host, Kara Hansel-Kian. Today we'll discuss the article by Gano et al. Titled, The SIRT1 Activator SRT1720 Reverses Vascular Endothelial Dysfunction, Excessive Superoxide Production, and Inflammation with Aging in Mice. This article published December 15, 2014. My guests today are consulting editor Michael Wolin, lead author Lindsay Gano, and expert Zvonimir Katusik. Let's get started.
It's become rather well established that aging is associated with loss of vascular function, especially around the endothelium, increased superoxide, oxidant stress. And the SIRT1 system has a very interesting role, it looks like, in influencing some of these aging-associated processes. We have a paper here that shows some tremendously interesting effects of a modulator of SIRT1 on this. And perhaps I should begin with asking Lindsay to summarize what was found in the study.
In this study, we used the SIRT1 activator SRT1720 to activate SIRT1 in old mice and found that it improved endothelium-dependent dilation through enhancing COX-2-mediated dilation. And also we found reductions in oxidative stress and inflammation.
So, Lindsay, could you please tell us a little bit about current understanding of the mechanisms responsible for endothelial dysfunction induced by aging and how your findings contribute to the existing literature on aging-induced endothelial dysfunction?
Loss of endothelial function with aging is typically associated with reduced production of vasodilators such as nitric oxide or COX-associated prostanoids. And so what we found was that there was a loss of nitric oxide-mediated dilation and COX-2-mediated dilation. And surprisingly, we found that the SIRT1 activator didn't actually restore nitric oxide-mediated dilation, but COX-2-mediated, which was somewhat unexpected given that SIRT1 has been shown to deacetylate endothelial nitric oxide synthase to regulate nitric oxide production.
That's quite interesting, and I agree it is quite an unexpected, you know, because a lot of previous literature sort of suggested that SIRT1 activation works primarily through endothelial nitric oxide synthase. So could you tell us a little bit more about the selectivity of the SIRT1720 compound? Because, as you know, there have been quite a bit of controversy with whether this compound is identical with resveratrol or there are some differences.
Yes. Yeah, there's definitely been a little bit of controversy with the 1720. So activation of SIRT1 with 1720 has shown to be allosteric, and it actually depends on the structure of the substrate as to whether or not SIRT1 will deacetylate it, has enhanced deacetylation with this activator. And so it may just be with this compound that it didn't seem to enhance deacetylation of ENOS. But based on what we found and what others have shown as well, it does seem to be a SIRT1 activator. Many of the effects that have been shown with this drug on SIRT1 and various pathological states have been similar to what has been found with SIRT1 overexpression or other ways of activating SIRT1, such as caloric restriction.
So you think it's primarily the activation of SIRT1 that the compound is basically inducing and essentially explains the effects that you have seen?
Yeah, I think it's just happens to be what is working with this drug, basically.
SIRT1 increases the expression of COX-2, and this seems to normalize endothelium-dependent relaxation. Do you have any additional information, maybe with regard to the nature of vasodilator prostanoid that is possibly involved in this effect?
No, we actually didn't measure levels of the prostanoids themselves, since we did the dilation experience in the carotids, and they had been sitting in the vessel bath for quite some time, so we didn't think they would represent in vivo conditions. And so we really kind of just by using the inhibitors of, you know, indomethacin, a nonspecific COX inhibitor, and the NS398 to specifically inhibit COX-2, we were able to show that functionally that's where the improvement was coming from. And then by using Western blots, we kind of showed an increase in expression of COX-2, which actually had been shown by others in kidney cells with the same drug, the SRT1720. In another paper, it showed that an upregulation of COX-2 mediated by SIRT1. And they happen to show an association of SIRT1 with a COX-2 promoter. But we didn't actually do that with this study. We didn't look at that.
Based on the fact that you had quite nice increase in antioxidant capacity stimulated by the compound, would you expect that prostacycline may be the major mediator, and then there may be some sort of involvement of prostacycline synthase? I guess it's hard to say. Huh?
Yeah, actually, I would suspect that it was prostacyclin mediated, and actually did try to look at prostacyclin synthase expression with Westerns, and the antibody wasn't that great, so I didn't really, can't specifically say, but that's my suspicion.
Okay, so the experiments that you reported were performed on carotid artery and aorta. So obviously these are large conduit arteries. Do you have any sense whether activation of SIRT1 also affects the function of small resistant arteries?
We didn't investigate that, but I would assume that, you know, it would. It's probably systemic improvement in function, vascular function, I would suspect.
Okay, so do you think that SIRT1 is a viable therapeutic target? And if yes, which diseases you think should be targeted by these compounds?
I do think that SIRT1 is a good target for age-related diseases or possibly other ones. There's been quite a bit of literature that's shown the efficacy of SIRT1 activation with a number of disease states, many associated with aging. And SIRT1 activation, I think, is a promising therapeutic target for cardiovascular diseases, other neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, many age-related diseases. I think SIRT1 would be a good target to ameliorate those diseases. With these compounds, I'm not sure how much really Sirtris is doing still. They have newer generation drugs that seem to be they're using more so now. And I think there have been a couple clinical studies. I think targeting SIRT1 by other means too, such as NAD boosting, is another viable strategy for age-related diseases.
Okay. And what do you think are the major sort of remaining questions regarding the mechanisms of endothelial dysfunction induced by aging? And, you know, how do you think this can essentially, if we understand this better, how this can affect prevention and treatment of cardiovascular disease?
I think with regards to aging, more knowledge could be found, I guess, about COX-2 mediated dilation. It is known to be compensatory when there's a lack of nitric oxide mediated dilation. And only a few studies have really investigated a loss of COX-2 dilation with age. So more work could be done in that area, I think. Also, just on the interplay, other people have shown a nitric oxide component to COX-2-mediated dilation or to prostacyclin-mediated dilation. So just the interplay, I think, between the different vasodilatory pathways and how that's changed with aging would be good to understand that to know exactly where to target different therapies to improve vascular function.
Lindsay, in your study, there's a lot of touching on mechanisms with the modulation of SIRT1. Is there a logical sequence of events you see in how SIRT1 modulation is controlling multiple processes that you're studying?
One possible example is NF-kappa-B, which is known to be kind of redox sensitive to oxidative stress as well, and can reduce inflammation. SIRT1 has been shown to deacetylate the P65 subunit to reduce NF-kappa-B transcriptional activity. And so, I mean, oxidative stress and inflammation seem to work hand in hand. So elevations of one can lead to elevations of the other. And so it's, I think, kind of the, at least what we found or what we focused on was just the interplay between oxidative stress and inflammation and how that reducing those can improve vascular function. And there's been a lot with SIRT1 as well shown to upregulate antioxidant enzyme expression, like I found in this paper.
I have one more question, Lindsay. You did see also sort of increase in, I mean, essentially the compound suppressed inflammation too. There is also another aspect that's also a bit surprising, you know, that inflammation generally goes with downregulation of endothelial nitric oxide synthase. So is this, again, just that you have a low-grade inflammatory response in your model, which does not affect endothelial nitric oxide, or is there any other explanation?
In our model, we do have a low-grade chronic inflammation, and I didn't find changes in ENOS expression, although that doesn't necessarily mean there weren't changes in activity, which I think is indicated by the loss of nitric oxide-mediated dilation.
Did you look at phosphorylation of ENOS?
I did early on in a small group, a small subset. Since I didn't find the improvement in dilation was mediated by nitric oxide, I didn't really pursue it further, but in the small subset, I didn't find an increase in phosphorylated ENOS with the 1720 treatment.
Lindsay, I want to thank you for providing us with a very exciting study with many implications for perhaps slowing the aging process. And Zvonimir, I think your insight into this was very helpful in seeing where the implications of this work are going. Thank you.
You've been listening to an AJP Heart and Circ podcast. For more podcasts, visit us online at ajpheart.physiology.org. Thank you.